Forgot to grab the incense. Forgot to take my Beretta off. I think that might be happening during this Mass. I'm a little distracted because if I turn the wrong way, I'm at like level 8 or 9 pain in my back. And I was wondering, you know, why am I having back problems in that area? That's never, I always say I have my mom's back because she always had lower back pain, and every once in a while I do too. But this is in a different spot. I'm going, why there? And then I went, oh, I know why. Because I had to do it again this morning. My dog was crying at the other end of the house. And of course I ran to her. And I had to contort my body between her and the wall and lift her up because she can't get up any longer. And so I've been doing that. She gets in these weird places in the house and I have to get in behind her and contort my body. And apparently at 62 years old, you're not supposed to do that. And then yesterday at the rally, I went to kneel and yikes. So on the way back from the rally, it took me like a half hour to get a block away because I walked 20 steps and then had to stop 20 steps. I'm not complaining. Offer it up, baby, right? Yeah, and then I came home and found I'm in Facebook jail for 3 days now. Apparently, I'm striking a nerve. I got to share why the first time I was ever put in Facebook jail. So I shared a historical quote. Here it is. It would not be impossible to prove with sufficient repetition and a psychological understanding of the people concerned that a square is in fact a circle. They are mere words, and words can be molded until they clothe ideas and disguise. Hitler's top propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, 1930s Germany. A lot of times when I see people who have that I can joke with, who have you know, drank the Kool-Aid, as they say, I say, reacquaint yourself to 1930s Germany history and stop watching CNN, right? But this is what's going on in our times, my brothers and sisters. And yesterday was amazing. We estimate that there was probably about 2,000. If anybody has a better raw number, please let me know. But that was probably the number we have. And Sheriff Mahoney stopped by my house yesterday because I'm working to get his deputies rosaries. He says to me, Father, I reached out and said, you know, combat rosary, and I'm going to challenge coin too. And I said, anybody interested? He said, you would not believe the response. I'm shocked. The enthusiasm, the excitement that they're going to get these. And so we were working on that. But I mentioned that we're probably 2,000 down there. He said, well, that means it's the biggest gathering, bigger than any of the protests that ever been down there. So we got that going for us, which is nice. But it was beautiful down there yesterday. Archbishop Lestecki, our own Bishop Hying, we processed through the streets where they had been protesting, the upper part of State Street up to the state capitol, prayed a beautiful patriotic rosary, an amazing talk by Bishop Hying, and then benediction by Archbishop Lestecki. You know, it brings tears to your eyes. But we're united. It was called Unite Wisconsin, okay? One nation under God. We want to be united. And that's really what I want to talk about today, right? So, first of all, Jesus is kind of ornery with this Canaanite woman. And you go, this is out of character. You know, he says, it is not right to give the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Call the woman a dog. But he's testing her. Okay? Please, sir, even the dogs get the scraps from the table. And then he says, oh, woman, how great is your faith, right? So it's almost like he did that line to say, all right. Now, I always say, too, that God is a perfect father. So, you know, he's not, you know, just doling out goodies to us. And if we throw our little temper tantrum, we get it. You know, he's a good father. And so what is he doing? He's helping us to rise up. In this case, He was testing her humility. Okay? Are you humble enough? Do you want this bad enough that in your act of humility, you see, this is what opens us up to the favor of God. Our great love for Him. Our great belief in the power of God. Our humility before Him. Okay? This is what, we can't just treat Him like a candy machine. Okay, that's what a bad parent does. If you scream and holler, you get it. You know, little ones always test those parameters, right? I was watching one of our great parents at the picnic last week, and a little one comes up and says, I want a second ice cream cone. No, you only get one. I want a second. Why do I only get? Because you're only supposed to have one. And then, okay, she walks away. She stopped. It's like that. You know, she tested it. The good dad set the parameters. She's learning. She's becoming more mature in her faith and her emotional stability. We're living in very challenging times right now. I don't have to tell you about that. We do want to be united, but where do we want to be united? That's the question. It was Archbishop Joseph Naumann who wrote, "We face an increasingly hostile secular culture, which really is promoting things very different from the gospel of Jesus Christ and our vision of the human person, the dignity of the human person. We're going to have to be much more vigilant as Christians and as Catholics about with whom we partner and who we invite in, particularly with regard to the formation of our young people. Who are you allowing them to invite in? Be very, very careful with this thing. You know what I'm talking about. Who are we allowing them to invite in? To what? To indoctrinate them. To propagandize them. To get them not to think as God does, but as the world does. Those were the very words that Jesus spoke to Peter. When Jesus said, I have a mission. I got to go to the cross. Heaven forbid, Lord. We can manipulate this thing. You know, we can do political tricks or whatever. You know, that was what he's getting at. And he says, Vade retro satana. Get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking as God does. You're thinking as the world does. Right? We got to be careful. We want to be united. Unite Wisconsin, it said yesterday on those beautiful posters they made. That was the name of our gathering yesterday. I made a special effort. Whenever I saw a police car, I walked over and I said, Officer, please know that these 2,000 people love you. And they respect you and they honor you. And I could see his eyes well up. I know that. I can see that. Even with Sheriff Mahoney, I said basically the same thing to him when we were at my office yesterday. And he says, it's really needed right now. The temper tantrum brats are driving the message. It was Fulton Sheen who once wrote, it is characteristic of any decaying civilization that the great masses of the people are unaware of the tragedy. Humanity is in crisis and is generally insensitive to the gravity of the times in which it lives. Men do not want to believe that their own times are wicked, partly because they have no standard outside of themselves by which to measure their times. If there is no fixed concept of justice, how shall men know it is violated? Only those who live by faith really know what is happening in the world. The great masses without faith are unconscious of the destructive processes going on because they have lost the vision of the heights from which they have fallen. There's what's called the Overton window. Now, what is that? Well, it's just a way of viewing where is the place where we can meet, where we can unify. And this is what I want you to be aware of, very aware of. You know, I watch the news. I want to be tuned in. I want to see what the devil's up to. But I also want to see the counter messages, okay? And I sit there and go, Overton window, Overton window, Overton window. Why do I say that? The Overton window looks at all the political views, the moral values of the culture. And so there's a far left and there's a far right. Okay? Where is the place where we can meet? Well, see, here's what's going on. They're talking about, hey, we got to kill all the cows. Hey, we got to leave a baby die after it's born. And then what do we say? Oh, wait, we'll meet you in this place where we can kill babies at like 3 or 4 months long in pregnancy. Do you see what they're doing? Do you see what they're doing? And we get conditioned into compromising, right? Fulton Sheen once said, mediocrity and compromise characterize the lives of many Christians. Many read the same novels as modern pagans, educate their children in the same godless way, listen to the same commentators who have no standard than judging today by yesterday and tomorrow by today. Allow pagan practices such as divorce and remarriage to creep into the family. There are not wanting so-called Catholic labor leaders recommending communists for Congress, or Catholic writers who accept presidencies in communist front organizations to instill totalitarian ideas. There is no longer the conflict and opposition which is supposed to characterize us. We are influencing the world less than the world influences us. There is no apartness. You see, again, we're being conditioned to unite with this Overton window. So let's dispense with a bunch of what we believe so we can meet you over here. And they'll go, okay, we won't kill cows then. But we're killing babies in the mother's womb, and we're okay with that. These are some of the most critical times we'll ever live in. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. Historians will look back on you and I with horror because those who had the most to lose allowed it to just happen. I always say, too, you know, this weekend, right, we're celebrating the anniversary of St. Mary of Pine Bluff. It's pretty cool, this parish. You know when they dedicated the first church? 1854, on the Feast of the Assumption, yesterday, August 15th. So we are, our full name is St. Mary of the Assumption in Pine Bluff. They coined the term right away, St. Mary of Pine Bluff, I think back in the 1800s. But anyway, so on the Feast of Saint of the Assumption, which wouldn't become, it was believed by everybody for, you know, almost all of our church history. I think all of our church history, Mary was assumed to heaven. But it was made a doctrine in 1950 by Pope Pius a dogma by Pope Pius XII. But in 1854 was the dogma of the Immaculate Conception. That's when we were founded. This place is amazing. okay, because of stuff like that, but because of you. Because of you. You know, this, I started out with the quote from Archbishop Nauman because it struck me as something that was speaking to what we are already making every effort to provide at St. Mary Pine Bluff. It's not to say that St. Mary is not an inviting place, right? It is. But we are creating an environment where it's abundantly clear we are teaching and living by what the Roman Catholic Church has always taught. The Overton window. No, we're not going to leave part of that to come and meet people over here that just aren't willing to kill cows. Okay? St. Mary of Pine Bluff is for those who are seeking a haven of truth and charity. We aren't afraid to speak up against whatever they're doing over here and say, no, that's not what the church is teaching, and we're not going to give that up. You're divisive, they'll tell us. No, we're not. We are totally unified in the truth of Jesus Christ. Come and join us. You know, that was the challenge that Jesus gave the Canaanite woman. You know, are you humble enough to understand these truths? Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps. Woman, how great is your faith? How great is your faith? You come. You set aside. You know, the Canaanites hated the Jews. Mortal enemies. You set all that aside. And you said, there is none other than your God. He is the God of miracles. He is the way, the truth, and the life. My brothers and sisters, we're facing a very critical time. We're facing a time where the rejection of the faith is killing our culture. Cardinal Seurat said, a process of self-destruction is always reversible, but time is short. For several years, the decline has been accelerating. All civilizations that ignore the imminent dignity of the human person have vanished. The rejection of life, the murder of the preborn children, the murder of the handicapped and elderly, the demolition of the family and of moral and spiritual values, all this was the first act in the tragedy of the suicide of an entire people. However, I must add, among the institutions that seem suicidal and decadent, there are true seeds of renewal. I have met many generous families that are deeply rooted in their Christian faith. I have seen fine religious communities that are faithful and fervent. They remind of the Christians who, in the twilight years of the Roman Empire, kept watch over the flickering flame of civilization. I want to encourage them. Two 2,000 souls stood for this yesterday. We were united, and we need to continue to be. These are not times to compromise the truths of God. This is a time in our joy and in our courage to stand at the foot of the cross as John did. We're not abandoning you, Lord. We're not fleeing in self-protection. Certainly we're not betraying you. We stand with you. Come what may.